Super Talk Mississippi Media Production. Shop local Mississippi with Melissa Socher and Kelly Sanner on Super Talk Hattiesburg 97.3, putting a spotlight on homegrown Mississippi-based businesses, made in Mississippi products, and their impact on your community and the Magnolia State. Now, your hosts, Melissa Socher and Kelly Sanner.
That's exactly what we do on this program, is to highlight those people and why they are important to make the world go around, at least in our great state of Mississippi. Melissa, how you doing?
Good morning, Kelly.
Yes, it is a good morning. Yes. And we're here today to talk about stained glass to start with. Melissa Avery's going to join us here in a moment from Cedar Ridge Glass and Gifts in the booming metropolis of Stringer, Mississippi, home of those Fighting Red Devils. Where she actually teaches and has kind of taken this up as a hobby. But you find that a lot, don't you, Melissa, that people kind of start this business kind of as an afterthought of what they did before.
We do. And Melissa, we would love to know when you got started in the stained glass and how you got started. I know a lot of people started new hobbies that evolved into a full-time career or a long lifetime hobby during COVID. Was it then, or when did you start the stained glass?
No, it was actually after COVID when my children both graduated high school. I didn't have time because of band and taking them to sports and such. But when they started college and moved out and we had that empty nest, I had plenty of time then. And I took a class at the Jasper Jones Center in Bay Springs. BJ Hatton was the instructor. And she is absolutely fantastic. So I've been doing that for about 4 years. And I still go to the classes on Monday night because I just love the people there. And you get so many different ideas. And then I was very fortunate that my husband built me a shop outside the house because he didn't want all of my stained glass paraphernalia and all my glass everywhere. So I have a place that I can just close everything up and it stays put.
So you needed a she shed.
I needed a she shed, and I got a huge she shed, thank goodness.
So that's the reciprocal to the man cave, I take it.
Exactly. I need a she shed. I need several she sheds.
But you said, Melissa, that you've always liked and kind of been captivated by glass.
I love colored glass. I just think it's just beautiful. Even, you know, the Depression glass, the Carnival glass, Fenton glass, I've always loved it. And stained glass is just... I've always wanted to do it.
So when you took the class, when did the little light go off in your head that, A, I'm pretty good at this. I think there might be a market for this. And then that you pulled the trigger to go, I'm going to pursue this.
Well, I didn't. It wasn't immediate because it's not easy. Cutting and scoring the glass is not easy because it doesn't always want to cut the way that you want it and break exactly the right way. But BJ, my instructor, she invited me to go to some little festivals with her, and I put some of my stuff out, and I was surprised that it actually sold. So I just kept practicing, and over the years I've gotten better, and now I've gone to some festivals by myself, and I am in some shops around Mississippi now.
It's one thing to actually execute it, but the ideas you have to dream up as to what you think will sell or what you think will look good. Tell us how you derive those ideas.
Usually I just make what I like. When my mother-in-law was in the hospital, you know, you're sitting there, you're waiting for her to come out of surgery, so I'm drawing up patterns because it helps. I can't just sit and not do anything. I need something to do. So I would draw patterns up, or I would look at other people's patterns and adapt them to something that I liked better.
So this is therapeutic.
This is very therapeutic.
Do you teach classes as well?
No, I do not.
Can people commission pieces?
Yes. Joy Pearson in Bay Springs with Papa Do's Pizza, she actually commissioned two large panels to go in her store.
Interestingly, though, Melissa, you've said that you don't really prefer commission work for fear that the customer might not just be 1,000% happy with it.
Right.
But they have to give you some leeway, don't they, when they commission you to do something?
Yes, they do. I get a good bit of leeway. Once they tell me about what they want, I'll draw a pattern up, because some, you know, you can't make a 90-degree angle cut. That's just, it's not possible. The glass is going to crack. So you have to look at your cut lines to make sure everything's going to look right and actually be structurally sound. But after I make my patterns, I will, you know, show them to them, and they'll approve them, and I get started.
Yeah, I would think that that would certainly be the way to go. But of all the colors that you get to work with, you personally like blues.
Yes.
What is it about blues?
That's just my favorite color. I love a blue. I love the oceans. You know, I recently did a buck with a blue background. Blue is my favorite color.
Now, right now, you've got some of your works at Southern Sisters in Laurel, Benny Bloomer in Ellisville. Mm-hmm. And if all goes right, you're going to be opening very soon at the Hatchery in McGee.
Yes.
So as part of being a small entrepreneur, it's getting those, making those business relationships. How did you reach out and form connections with owners of these places?
Well, I actually never thought about selling in a shop, but I was set up at a festival in Bay Springs, and Benny Bloomer was set up close to me, and she just came over and asked, "Are you selling anywhere?" And I said, "Well, I've got a little itsy store, but, you know, just festivals." And she said, "Well, would you like to be in a shop?" And I said, "Well, yes." And that's how I got started with that.
How, as far as your colors, like what blends with what? Educate us a little bit on, like, if you're trying to make a certain color that you don't have, do you blend colors to make a certain color?
I don't. I use, you know, the color wheel to make sure that the colors are complementary, but I buy sheets of glass from anything in stained glass in Maryland. I primarily try to stay with products made in the USA. Like my Edco foil is made in New York. My Nathan Trotter is made in the USA. That's my solder. My glass, I love Wismock, which is out of West Virginia, but I usually order it through anything in stained glass in Maryland.
So American-made, is that kind of the first thing
that
you look for?
That is my first.
That's wonderful.
The only time that I will go out of the United States for glass is there is a company called Oceanside, which is based in California, but unfortunately they produce their glass in Mexico, and they have some water glass that is just phenomenal. But I try to stick with the Wismock because it's my favorite.
And I would think that part of the job is trying to learn all these different types of glass. And are there certain glasses, Melissa, that are more difficult to work with than others?
Yes. Opalescent is much harder to cut and to get the score lines and break the way that you want it to. The clear glass is much easier, and it doesn't have to be just clear. It can be, you know, translucent greens, reds, blues. Red seems to not always want to cooperate with you as much.
And we think about West Virginia as being coal country, mm-hmm. But you mentioned that there's a type of glass in West Virginia that is your preferred type of glass. Why?
I love the colors that they come up with. The glass is nice. It's just, it's easy to work with. It's got a good texture to it.
Makes sense.
It does. It does. Well, thank you so much for joining us today. We're just learning so much. Melissa, when you decided to actually form this into a business, walk us through those steps real quick. Was it easy for you to do that, or how did you learn about how to make this into a business?
It was fairly easy. I mean, just getting started in festivals, and I got my feet wet, and people started looking at my work and actually started coming to me to do different things and ask about being in store. So
you formed an LLC. Mm-hmm. Did you find that easy for people that may have the idea to do that?
Well, my husband had already had a business with mm-hmm. the LLC, so it just kind of fell into it. So it just...
Wonderful.
Now, you've got your place of business, your anchor store, if mm-hmm. you will, is Cedar Ridge Glass and Gifts.
Yes.
So there are other things that you feature in your anchor store. How do you go where you are accepted in other store? How do you bring other people into your store, so to speak, other entrepreneurs that have products that they want to get out there?
I don't have anyone in my store. It's basically my workshop. So
okay, gotcha.
It's a little chaotic in there. I don't know that I would want anyone to actually see.
Like an gotcha. Artist studio, I can only imagine.
Gotcha.
You know where everything is.
I know where everything is.
So now the hatchery in McGee, you're getting ready to open that. And by the time this show airs, you might be open in McGee. Mm-hmm. Tell us how that association came about.
I was talking with one of my friends in Stringer, and she had just opened up a little shop for antiques and things at Derailed in Laurel. And I was telling her that I would like to put some of my glass in one of those stores, but there's no openings for booths. And she was telling me about the hatchery, so I contacted them, and they actually had a booth opening. So,
well, when we come back, that music always tells us that we're up against a commercial break. But when we come back, we're going to talk about the importance of shopping local, producing local, and local outreach, and what it means to Melissa's business. Melissa Avery with Cedar Ridge Glass and Gifts is our first guest on the program today. A little bit later on today, we're going to be talking with Abby Thaxton of The Lucky Rabbit. And if you like to shop, everybody in the area knows about The Lucky Rabbit. We're going to fill in some of those blanks as well. We're glad that you're with us on Shop Local Mississippi on Super Talk Mississippi. Back in a moment.
You're tuned in to Shop Local Mississippi with Melissa Socher and Kelly Sanner on Super Talk Hattiesburg 97.3.
Welcome back, Shop Local Mississippi. You can shoot us an email at shoplocalms@yahoo.com, shoplocalms.org, or find us on Facebook at Shop Local Mississippi. This morning we have the beautiful Melissa Avery. She has Cedar Ridge Stained Glass and Gifts, and we are talking with her about how she got started, how she makes her products, and we are learning a lot about stained glass, from cutting glass to colors. And one thing that's very important that Melissa first looks for when she seeks materials is American made, and that's what this show is about, and we really, really appreciate that. Welcome back, Melissa.
Thank you for having me.
Tell us a little bit about how Mississippi has welcomed your little business, and there's a need for stained glass. I mean, it's something that you commission for people. You put it in a few stores. Tell us a little bit about sentimental gifts that you've made for people.
I've made several pet memorials for people. And I've also had some crosses commissioned when someone passes that they give in lieu of flowers.
That's wonderful. And we've heard of the prayer blankets and different things. So that's a great idea for folks to know that you can have a piece of stained glass created in memory or in honor of someone. That is absolutely wonderful. I might get with you on some things.
I think one thing that people don't realize lots of times about stained glass is how heavy it can be.
It can be. The larger the piece and how much solder is put in it does affect the weight.
So the weight, Melissa, really more comes from the solder than it does the glass itself. Are there heavier? You were talking about the texture of some of the glasses. Mm-hmm. Are some of the glasses actually heavier than others?
Some are more dense and some are heavier than others. The clearer glass seems to be a little bit lighter than the more opaque.
So you have to, if you're planning on hanging stained glass, you better make sure that the support unit can handle the weight.
Yes, please don't use suction cups.
Yeah. they'll only suction so much.
That's right.
Right.
And especially with the heat here in Mississippi.
So the fact that you are Mississippi made and you're getting your products out, as we mentioned, Southern Sisters and Laurel, Benny Bloomer in Ellisville, and soon the Hatchery in McGee. Talk to us about the importance of everything local and what it means.
It means so much to me to just be local. I mean, Mississippi is a wonderful place to live. My husband and I have raised our children here. My grandchildren live here. the people are just wonderful.
When I think stained glass, Melissa, I think we all it started with like church windows. Mm-hmm. Have you ever done any windows, or do you work with pieces that could be a window?
I usually work with either panels or sun catchers, and I do a lot of, I do some 3D art. I do some of the plant stakes. I have not done a window. To me, a window is more using the leaded instead of just the solder. So that's something that I will get into, but I'm just not there yet. I think when retirement actually hits, that's when I'll get into the leaded part.
We look forward to hearing about that. And should you get into that, would somebody just send you the dimensions of their window? Mm-hmm. I think that would be beautiful.
A lot of the glasses, too, we normally assume that glass is smooth, but a lot of the glasses, the different types of glass, have ridges in them and all sorts of different things that has to go into making a decision as to what you want.
Right. Well, when you have glass that has the ridges and everything, you don't cut on that side of the glass. You cut on the smooth side. So it, even though it looks like it's heavily textured, a lot of times it's not as hard to cut as what you would think.
So like there are times where clothes are fashionable, or even automobiles might be fashionable. Does, this might sound like a funny question, but does glass have a shelf life as far as what's being popular? Because I know you talked a little bit in our pre-show discussion today that carnival glass is making a comeback, and that there was some glass in the 90s, I think it was
Depression glass
was real popular in the 90s. So I guess glass has its seasons that are popular.
It does, but more traditional stained glass is always in, people are always looking.
What about the vintage colors? Are they kind of coming back, like the vintage greens, the vintage pinks?
The pinks, and pink is expensive because the pinks and the reds, they're actually made with gold. So,
really?
Yes. So those are more expensive glasses than, say, a blue or a green.
Now, when you say gold, you mean?
Gold. Gold,
real gold. How about, we're just learning all kinds of things today. How about that? What about the, I'm just so amateur here. What about the seams? I would call it like, grout.
Yeah.
But the seams of, you know how you make it, is like you're painting different pieces, mm-hmm, of a glass. That seam, what is that called? And that can be gold or silver.
Well, it can be silver, it can be black, and it can
black.
Be copper.
Copper, mm-hmm. Okay.
And I would like you to know, Melissa Socher, that I happen to know that Melissa Avery uses copper foil.
How about that?
And she, and am she I right about
and
that?
You are.
And it's American made.
Yes. And it is.
And it's American made.
So when you say copper foil,
yes,
tell us how you incorporate the foil to the actual work.
Okay. Well, once I get a sheet of glass, what I do is I cut my pattern out and I score it. And then I break it, and hopefully it breaks correctly. And then I will take it over to the grinder, and I will make it fit perfect. And then the copper foil actually goes around the entire piece, and then it's like a big jigsaw puzzle. You start putting pieces together. The copper foil is actually what holds the piece together until you put the solder on it. And then the solder stabilizes the piece.
You know, once the word gets out that you're using copper foil, you're going to have a bunch of guys trying to steal.
Oh, no.
They try to steal everything else copper. Why wouldn't they try to steal your foil?
Kelly, only you would come up with something.
Yes, you're right. And it's silly, but I mean, it is kind of interesting.
When you go to cut the glass, and you say, you've mentioned cutting glass and breaking glass, mm-hmm, would you, and this is just a shot in the dark, would you sort of cut both sides and then you break it and hope that it breaks on that seam? How does that work?
No, you actually find the smooth side of the glass, and that's the glass that you put your score line on, and then you just break it.
Wow.
All right, how many times?
And hope for the best.
Yes.
And speaking of hoping for the best, how many times have you been cut working with glass?
Every time, just about.
Is that right?
Yeah. You have a little bit of blood, sweat, and tears in every piece.
Literally blood.
Literally.
Right? Because I always, because you think of that, you're working with glass, for heaven's sakes.
It's just the tiny little And I don't even notice it anymore. I mean, my hands, they look good right now because I've been on vacation.
Now, you're a school teacher, Melissa, and you have taught at Stringer, and this is kind of you're evolving into, you're a late boomer, right?
Yes.
A very late baby boomer. So this was something to try to transition you into the next stage of life, but the things are going so well. When would it ever get to a point where you go, I can't do this by myself anymore? It's gotten to be too much.
Well, my children say I'm a perfectionist, and my daughter actually, I taught her a little bit about it, and she says that I'm too overbearing and that I like it done my way. So I don't know that it will evolve to that.
And, you know, I have found, Melissa Socher, that and you're a lot like this, that if your name is going to be on something, it's got to be done right.
That's right.
Because you take a lot of pride in what you do. So I don't have any problem
That's
with that.
Right.
But that is interesting.
I can relate to the little scars everywhere. I've worked so long in marketing, but a lot of people don't know that I did, you know, I love warehouse work. Like, I just love it. I love shipping, packing and shipping, and I have more box cutter cuts on my body. So it would be like I connect the dots. So I can definitely relate to that. So, as like you said, you know, Kelly called you a late bloomer. Mm-hmm. I appreciate that, and I'm sure you do too. I always relate to the Fried Green Tomatoes movie when the lady says, I'm older and I have more insurance.
Yes.
So I appreciate my age, and I know you do too, because you have all of that experience and all of those years under your belt.
But part of the problem as we get older is that we're afraid to take risks. I'm kind of set in my ways. I don't know that I want to do this. This was a big thing that you kind of took off. Take us through the thought process.
I like change. I like trying new things. I guess as a teacher, we get thrown so many different curriculums all the time. So I'm very accustomed to adapting and change just from my first career.
And that is a great life skill to have. A lot of the young people coming up, not all, but a lot of them, they cannot adapt to change.
Melissa, real quick, as the music goes, is there a place online where people can see your work?
I have a Facebook, Cedar Ridge Glass and Gifts.
Okay, so you can, and I've seen some of her work this morning on there. So that's Cedar Ridge Glass and Gifts on Facebook, and you can reach out to Melissa Avery. Melissa, we wish you nothing but the best. Thanks for being with us today.
Thank you for having me.
Wow, we learned so much.
We did indeed. And when we come back, we're going to learn about the lucky rabbit, as if you didn't know about the lucky rabbit. That and more stuff when Shop Local Mississippi continues after these messages.
This is Shop Local Mississippi with Melissa Socher and Kelly Sanner on Super Talk Hattiesburg 97.3.
Good evening, Mississippi. We are so happy to have Abby Thaxton from the Lucky Rabbit on the show today. Find us on Facebook at Shop Local Mississippi. Find Lucky Rabbit on Facebook at The Lucky Rabbit. We are just so happy to have Abby. Good evening, Abby. How are you doing today?
I am doing fantastic. Thank you so much for having me, and I love your show, and I love what you're doing for small business.
We have been so excited about having you on for many weeks now. I know I've been looking forward to this. I love The Lucky Rabbit, and Michael, co-host today, he's normally producer. Thank you so much, Michael, for helping me out today. We were just talking about, he was in The Lucky Rabbit last week with his family. Tell us a little bit about The Lucky Rabbit, how y'all got started, how you've stayed through the times, how things have changed. Tell us everything.
Well, how long do you have, first of all?
Well, I know we need a week.
Right, exactly. I could talk about this because it is such a passion project.
Yes.
And a labor of love. I could talk about it all day, every day, and that's why I'm so excited to be here sharing with your fans and our fans about how we did get started. So we came from very humble beginnings with basically a dream and some passion and some hard work and just that attitude of we're going to make this work no matter what. And I think what has driven us to be successful is there was always more than one motive. When we first started, it was never just, oh, we're going to make so much money. How much money can we make? It was about community. And I think that the community of Hattiesburg has felt that with our growth and supported us every step of the way. And that's why we're successful today. And we're so...
And sacrifices, Abby. Did I hear that y'all actually lived in the building when you were first getting started?
No, there are so many rumors. I hear customers say it. They'll walk in the door and tell their friends something, and it'll be just totally wrong. But it's so awesome to have a business where people want to know more, and they've created these wild fantasy stories about the origin and what's actually going on behind the scenes. It's kind of cool. I don't mind it at all. But no, we never lived in any of the buildings. But we felt like we did for especially the renovation of our most recent addition, because we do span two buildings now right next to each other in the heart of downtown. They're two old buildings. But we have worked long hours, many, many nights where, yes, we probably slept in the buildings before just to prep. But, you know, 13 years ago is when we started. We kind of hit at the right time. There wasn't as much competition in downtown Hattiesburg, or there wasn't as many of these types of stores, which is like a big antique nostalgia wonderland. So we kind of got ahead of the curve in that sense. And I'm so thankful that we hit at the right time. We went very customer friendly. We've been all about our fans since the beginning, and they've given us the support that's allowed us to be successful for these 13 years.
So, Abby, you can find the old and the new, correct? At the Lucky Rabbit. Absolutely. Something for
yes.
everybody.
People ask all me ages. Every day of my life, well, what is the Lucky Rabbit? And believe it or not, probably 15% of our customers have never been in, whether they're from far or local. So that's a huge number. And they're like, well, what is this place? And it's not your typical antique mall. It's not your typical setup like that. It is, and I've said this two or three times so far because this is the word I've landed on, it's a nostalgia wonderland. It's set up in a way for that spans generations. Everybody can find something that they connect with, and they're going to see memories from their childhood if they are a child. They're going to connect with these very interesting, over-the-top vintage displays filled with color and characters. They're going to connect with our things that customers can interact with, like self or pay phones that you can pick up and actually call a number. We have a working arcade that's mostly free play that kids can play. And then we have just tons of interactive things that connect with the whole family. So it's fun for everyone. There's something for everyone. And we do sell, going back to your question, we do have local vendors, and we love to support our local vendors. We've got people from all over the state who are selling their items, and we say that they're hand-picked, handmade, or nostalgia vintage items. So it's, if you've got a local boutique involved, the money stays in Mississippi, although it may be new items, but it's hand-picked, and it's their little local business. And then, of course, we have all the way to the vintage nostalgia little shops as well. So it's just something for everybody.
And that's a good point, Abby, and Michael Mergens here. My daughter is 7 years old, and she loves going to the Lucky Rabbit, which is unusual that you have an antique slash flea market. I grew up going to those on the weekends with my family and hated it for the most part because it was boring. But here's my daughter's like, you want to go to Lucky Rabbit? Yes. Now she gets tired of me pointing out, now I had that. And speaking of the payphone, I had to explain to her this last trip how a payphone worked, and told her I had a little rubber coin purse that always had quarters in it in case I had to jump on the phone or that. But it is a family destination, and outside of all the items that you sell, you're doing events throughout the year. Our favorite is Halloween, and the events that you have going on there. plus the sets. My wife this last weekend had to see the Golden Girls set. She was talking about it all week. And you do all these extra things, so it's more than these boutique shops and the items that you can buy. It's a destination for people across the state.
Absolutely it is. And the reason we go above and beyond and bring these interesting displays, these fun things for the kids, these sets that we create, like Golden Girls, which is just next level ridiculous of the amount of detail we put into these things. We do it for our fans, because where else can you go in the United States right now and get a Golden Girls recreation? I'm not sure right. Where. How cool is that in South Mississippi? Like, I just think it's just wild and crazy. But also we do it for our vendors. When we produce these new displays, our foot traffic goes wild. Fans reconnect with us all over again, and it really helps elevate the small business that we have going in, that's happening going on in our store, and that boosts their sales and their little economies as well. And we're so proud of that, and we're proud that everybody keeps supporting what we produce. That keeps us going. But talking about the Halloween, we have become South Mississippi's Halloween destination. Everything yes. we do is absolutely free. It's free to enter the store, but like my husband says, you got to pay to leave.
that's right.
That's kind of our business strategy there. You really want to take something home with you because you've had this visceral experience at our store. But Halloween is our favorite time, even more so than Christmas, because the more ridiculous, the better. Like yeah. anything goes. And we can use vintage pops we've gathered throughout the year that may not be good enough to sell, and we can create like spooky displays with. And that's really neat, to recycle, reuse things that may have been discarded and create unique experience for the Halloween season.
And I will now, say my 7-year-old was disappointed that Beetlejuice wasn't open this past time we were there. That speaks to our parenting, that our daughter was more excited about Beetlejuice than Golden Girls. But yeah, just the fact that people get so excited about that.
Right, and I will tell you, you're hearing it here first publicly, Beetlejuice will be back.
Yes.
For September, everybody's asking for it, so we didn't have the heart to tear it down. But there will be an additional surprise in the back room where Beetlejuice is, so that we do have something new for Halloween for customers to enjoy and experience for the first time. But I will tell you this, Beetlejuice is still cool. I know everybody's seen it, but I walk through once a week and I'm just kind of like, wow, this display is amazing. Who did this? Almost like I don't even remember doing the project.
Mm-hmm. And I know firsthand that Abby and Brandon and their helpers are out back painting, sawing, building. They make these displays. So Abby, I'm going to remind you who made that Beetlejuice display. You did. I saw you on your hands and knees.
I think I've blocked it out. I've blocked, yes. And of course, it's no
labor
surprise
of love.
That the Lucky Rabbit does not have air conditioning.
Nope.
And we started the Beetlejuice project in the hottest time of the year with a very limited amount of time to get it finished so that people can enjoy it for the season. Whew.
You never would have known, though. You walking through it, you never would have known. And we went through it 4 times that first night. Just because we didn't see everything the first time. It's like, wait, let's go back through because I missed something.
And we will have some additional things this year added on to Beetlejuice. Not a lot, but a few things will make it worth your time to go back. Gosh, we just got to open Beetlejuice up for a party room.
Yeah.
It's just really cool. I would love to have a little gathering back there.
My daughter would love a Beetlejuice birthday party.
Oh, I think
right
I would
now.
Too.
My boys love the dorm room setting with like the couch.
Yeah.
I can find them there. That's yep. where I can always find them.
But again, did any of this cross your mind when you started? I know you had this idea in a dream, but for it to become a tourist attraction, a destination where you're bringing national attention to Hattiesburg.
Absolutely not. I never expected the amount of success that we had or we are having right now. It's humbling. It just, I pinch myself every day. Like, I can't believe people are here. every single time we're open, I'm like, wow, there's a lot of people here. This is incredible. And we're so thankful for that success. And I think just staying humble and staying appreciative is what keeps us delivering what the customers are looking for, so that we keep them satisfied and just, we know we're doing something for the community, and that drives us and keeps us producing unique displays. And we're so thankful and grateful.
And it's probably comforting knowing that you're not the only ones that have crazy ideas, that people have the same crazy ideas that you do and appreciate it.
Absolutely, yes. You won't believe the amount of self-doubt, even with Golden Girls. Golden Girls was very much spearheaded by me. Every single prop, every color choice, everything that you see in there was from me.
Wow.
I picked it out, I bought it, I orchestrated it, and that's the first time I've led a set like that. So all it was self-doubt. People aren't going to connect with it. They're not going to like it. And we did a soft opening, and you would think that we were sending people into a haunted house. They're like, what is this? Right. Do we want to go in?
Well, Abby, we're up against a break. We're going to continue on the other side. It is Shop Local Mississippi on Super Talk Mississippi. Going to continue talking to Abby Thaxton with the Lucky Rabbit in Hattiesburg. Stay with us.
You're tuned in to Shop Local Mississippi with Melissa Socher and Kelly Center on Super Talk Hattiesburg 97.3.
Welcome back, y'all, to Shop Local Mississippi. Reach us at shoplocalmississippi.org or the Facebook page, simply Shop Local Mississippi. Shoot us an email. We'd love to hear your thoughts, shoplocalms@yahoo.com. Welcome back, Abby Thaxton. She and her husband, Brandon, own and operate the Lucky Rabbit downtown. No need to tell everybody about the Lucky Rabbit. You've already either heard about it or you have visited more than once. In the earlier segment, we talked about how you can find absolutely anything, old and new, for all ages at the Lucky Rabbit. And they also have events, and they have different weekends where they're promoting different things. They have sales. They have vendors in between the buildings that come and set up. Abby, tell us a little bit about the different weeks of the month and what those weeks signify, what kind of specials go on, and the vendors that you have in between. I know one thing that folks would like to hear about is, that don't you have a car show at some point? So tell us a little bit about those events and what goes on a monthly basis at the Lucky Rabbit.
Absolutely. Each weekend we get between 3,000 and 4,000 people who come in, and it is our goal to make them feel like I came on the right weekend. But our goal is to have this every weekend. So on the first weekend, we do our first Saturday street market, and that encompasses local vendors who set up in the street. We have a huge overflow of vendors wanting in the store. The first Saturday street market is a great way to kind of get your foot in the door and become familiar with the Lucky Rabbit and our processes. You can fill out the application at theluckyrabbit.com. There is a waiting list. But the street market is just a little niche we've filled for local vendors who want to sell their items and want to get that exposure to this high foot traffic. And we're so thankful to be able to do that for them. The vendor fee is $20, so it's super affordable for the amount of customers that you will have see your space. And then the second weekend of every month is our sale. So each space participates in some way, and you'll look in their booth and you'll be able to see like what kind of sale that they're running. And that's always a way we give back to our customers so that they can get a better price. So always come on that second weekend.
And Abby, do y'all try to stay seasonal with your vendors and with the different events that are going on?
Oh, absolutely. Yes. Yes. Each quarter, we focus on a different element for whatever, you know, similar to what's going to be going on in big box stores. And I hate to compare us to a big box store, but if you're looking for seasonal decor, we're going to be your place. And it's better to shop local and promote those small vendors who are hand-making it than, you know, some of the big box places. We appreciate it, and they really appreciate your business. And, of course, their money stays local. So we're going to have, any holiday you're looking for, a plethora of handmade items.
Abby, tell us a little bit about maybe one or two vendors that have been with you since day one.
Oh, goodness.
Let's promote their booth a little bit.
Okay, so I have two vendors left who have been with me for 13 years, but then I have a ton of vendors who are left who came with when we made our first move into our hardware building.
Right.
So a couple of familiar booths that y'all recognize is the person, it's Enchanted Burrow. She sells mugs in the gift shop, and she's got like just a little shelf now, but it's very cute, has handmade earrings and mugs. And then A Second Glance is in the hardware building, and she's the true first vintage booth on the right, and her displays are incredible, and she has been with us since the beginning. Now, a couple of people who came on with when we moved into our larger building that we're in now, the hardware building, is Take Two Treasures. She's the glassware booth under the stairs, and I know everybody has either connected with something in her space that they remember from childhood or bought a set of dishes or glasses out of her space, because she does an incredible job keeping just everything you remember from your childhood that you just want to take home with you, and her prices are great. So that's a couple of people you guys will recognize who deserve some flowers for being with us since the beginning.
And Abby, let's talk about the old and then the new. The old, you can find things that were made with the good stuff, correct?
Absolutely.
Last way longer than something you can run into a big box chain in town and grab that's going to break. It's not going to last. It's made of cheap materials. I know I went in one time. Look, if you need something, go check the Luggy Rabbit first. I went looking for a punch bowl. I've bought cake stands, and all of that is front and center, you know, in my kitchen, in my house. And that beautiful vintage green glass, the beautiful vintage pink glass. And tell me a little bit about what people are doing now with that. Is it the mint green where you put a light in the shelf and it lights up fluorescent? You have a lot of that there, don't you?
Yes, that's Vaseline glass.
Yes.
So you put the black light, and you can tell that it's authentic Vaseline glass.
Mm-hmm. And new, slightly. You can go in the Lucky Rabbit and get just about anything that you can buy in these new boutiques. There's boutique booths there.
Absolutely, yes. Absolutely. Tons of just anything you're looking for. So you definitely need to shop Lucky Rabbit first. Look, if you're doing a dorm room, or if you're trying to find a piece of furniture for your house. I mean, our whole business was born around the time of reduce, reuse, recycle. So that's what motivates us, is let's repurpose these items and make them relevant and current again.
And everything in the Lucky Rabbit comes down to people. It comes down to relationships. Abby, thank you so much for being on the show today. Abby Thaxton, her husband Brandon, they own the Lucky Rabbit downtown. If you haven't been, you have got to go. Thank you so much for joining Shop Local Mississippi.
Thank you.
A Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.